Okay, one of the starting defensive ends, Jared Crick. What was the first day like practicing against Washington?
I thought it was good. You know, we had some good intensity coming in. You know, we got some good technique work. Going against someone else always, you know, obviously helps. And, you know, I thought it was a great day. We'll watch the film tonight, see what we need to improve on. But, you know, overall, I thought we got better.
You say intensity. How much does it ratchet up a little bit when it's another team?
Oh, I mean, it goes, you know, all the way to the top. It's fun. I mean, it's, you know, it's intense to practice back home. But, you know, going against someone else feels like you have something to prove. You want to make your statement early. And, you know, I thought we did that. It was, you know, both teams came out hard. And like I said, everybody was intense, got some good work in. And, you know, that's why we come out here.
I know you got to watch tape and do further evaluation. But, you know, just on the spot, how much do you learn about yourselves and your defense when you do this versus when you're back home in Houston? And what did you, learn maybe?
You know, just kind of where you stand going against, you know, other talent. Like I said, I go against Dwayne Brown every single day, and, you know, I get better, you know, going against Dwayne Brown. But at the same time, you know, offensive tackles have different, you know, kind of different things about him. You know, Trent Williams is different from D. Brown. So, you know, going against someone different kind of gets me used to a different style of play. And that's across the board. You know, not every offensive lineman is, you know, cookie cutter, you know, the same offensive tackle. So just going against different talent and, you know, especially talent, you know, like Trent Williams, the Washington's offensive line, they got some good talent. So makes me better as an individual and makes the team better.
You've definitely grown and matured stuff that, you know, in ways this offseason. What's come to fruition so far through 5 days of camp that you've seen?
Kind of just the knowledge of the defense, knowing, you know, last year I knew my role, I knew the role of the defensive line, but kind of knowing what's going on behind me, how that can help me, how I can cheat a little bit, knowing where, you know, Cush is going to be, where Witt's going to be, you know, just little things like that, just kind of knowing, you know, the pieces of our defense and knowing, you know, where it's going to be on every single play. It helps you kind of, like I said, cheat a little bit, and obviously if you can get an advantage, you know, before the snap even, you know, before the ball snapped, it helps, going to help out.
Is there a little bit more of an advantage now that the pads are on, playing next to a guy like Vince Wark? Bill Fork, pretty obvious question there, but I imagine it's a little bit more fun now that that's going on, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Vince has been great. You know, he does his job. You know, one of the best in the league, if not the best nose tackle in the league. So, you know, that always helps. But I got to still go out there and do my job. Just because Vince is there doesn't, you know, give me the ability to slack off or, you know, expect him to carry more of the work. So as long as I'm going out there doing my job, I know Vince and, you know, JJ on the other side is going to do theirs, and we can be a pretty formidable group.
All right, last thing. What's the one thing you must pack for training camp above all else?
Socks, probably. Probably, you know,
socks. Me, people have said like candy, pillows. You're saying socks, huh?
I'm saying socks. I mean, I get blisters pretty bad, so I got to go through, you know, 2 socks every practice, you know, on each feet. So, you know, it'll probably, how many days are we here? 4 days. It'll probably be about, you know, 10 pairs of socks that I'll go through.
10 pairs of socks. Appreciate the time, Jared Crick.
Appreciate you.